Google and DOJ wrap up arguments on fixing ad tech monopoly. Here's what each side wants to happen next. By Lucas Nolan on October 8, 2025. After a hearing that lasted 2 weeks, the DOJ and Google have concluded their arguments over how to address the company's illegal monopoly in advertising software. The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia saw the conclusion of the remedies phase of the ad tech antitrust case against the Google, where the DOJ and the internet giant presented their cases on how to best remedy the tech giant's monopoly over the online advertising market. The hearing stems from an April ruling by Judge Leonie M. Brinkema, who found that Google had illegally built a monopoly over publisher tools and transaction software in the ad tech space. During the hearing, the Justice Department argued that the only effective way to end Google's dominance is through a breakup. Government lawyers proposed that Google should be forced to sell its ad exchange software, which connects buyers and sellers of ad space, and make public the code used by its publisher tools to run ad space auctions. If competition does not improve, the Justice Department added, Google should also sell the remaining parts of its publisher tools. In contrast, Google's lawyers contended that the government's proposal was too complicated and could harm publishers who rely on the company's automated systems to sell ads, particularly small firms. They instead suggested that Google could make its systems work better with competitors' products and change policies to facilitate publishers using rivals' tools alongside Google's. Several of Google's competitors, including ad tech companies PubMatic and Equative, expressed support for the government's proposal during the hearing. PubMatic CEO Rajiv Goel argued that a breakup was the best way to prevent Google from continuing its dominance, as it would be impossible for the court to predict and stop every potential anti-competitive action by the company. Judge Brinkema, who had previously indicated her consideration of a breakup, questioned whether setting rules governing Google's behavior would be sufficient. She pressed Goel on this point, who acknowledged that while Google would likely follow a court order, it would be difficult for the court to anticipate every way the company might find to circumvent it. As the hearing concluded, Judge Brinkema suggested that the two sides could consider settling. Both the Justice Department and Google will offer closing arguments in November, with a decision from the judge expected in the coming months. The ruling could have significant implications for Google's business and the future of the online advertising landscape. Breitbart News previously reported on Google's massive win in the government's last antitrust lawsuit, centered on its search monopoly. The internet giant was let off the hook with little more than a slap on the wrist in that case. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.